Coming to you from the great American Southwest, from our studios in suburban Fort Worth, Texas, this is the Dirt Wasp Podcast. I'm your host, Todd Hulsey. Thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it. You know, that intro music was not smooth, and I don't know why. It could be my headphones are not modulating it through to my ears very well. So if it was rough, I mean, I won't know till I listen to this episode, but if it was rough, my apologies. I don't know why it would be rough. But anyway, today on the Dirt Wasp Podcast, we're going to take a little departure from what we usually talk about, and I'm going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys Football Club Incorporated. Now, we have listeners all over the world, so for you folks who are not in the United States, I'm talking about gridiron football, not European football, not the game that we in the United States and Canada know as soccer, but American football or gridiron football. The Dallas Cowboys have not won a championship since 1995. That is 28 years ago. And they haven't won a championship. And this episode is motivated in large part by last week's game between the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers, where the 49ers completely embarrassed the Dallas Cowboys in all three phases of the football game: offense, defense, special teams. The 49ers dismantled the Cowboys, including its vaunted defense. It did. It was an embarrassment. And of course, people are calling on, you know, calling for the head of the quarterback, for the head of the head coach, you know, the offensive coordinator. People want to get rid of him. Nobody's mad at the defensive coordinator because he's done such a great job over the last couple of seasons. And this game's kind of an anomaly in terms of the Dallas Cowboys defense, but people are pointing fingers elsewhere. And the head coach, although he has an offensive coordinator, and for those of you overseas and don't know, that's the coach that runs the offense. The head coach decided to call offensive plays this year, and so his offense this last weekend was quite anemic. And so there's a lot of criticism of those people, but, you know, not winning a championship in 28 years, well, you have to look over, my goodness, the history. You know, there's been multiple head coaches in the 28 years, multiple quarterbacks in the 28 years since the last championship. So are those just easy targets to point to, or is there something else going on? Well, I think something else is going on. And what I think is going on is that as an organization, the Dallas Cowboys do not make winning a championship the mission of the Dallas Cowboys. What I believe the Dallas Cowboys have as the mission of the Dallas Cowboys is to make money. Let me give you an example. Over the last 3 years, this culminates in 2022. Over the last 3 years, based on operating income, according to Statista or Statista or Statista.com, the most profitable sports team in the world was the Dallas Cowboys. Their earnings over that period is $1,171,000,000. Surprisingly to me, the New England Patriots come in at a measly $623 million. The third team, the Tottenham Hotspurs in England, at $414 million. Man United, geez, at $403 million. I won't bore you with the rest, but the Dallas Cowboys are extremely profitable. Not only that, according to Sportico's valuation, the Dallas Cowboys' value is over $9.2 billion dollars. It is the most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth. So it's the most profitable sports franchise on planet Earth, and it's the most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth. Those two things run in parallel, so it's no surprise with one you get the other, but they haven't won a championship in 28 years. How do you square that circle? The Dallas Cowboys tell us, the fans, oh, you know, winning the Super Bowl, that's what we're here for. That's what it's all about, winning a championship. That's why we're here. Well, it's obviously not because you haven't done it in 28 years. But you've made a heck of a lot of money, and your sports franchise is really, really valuable. So in my mind, there's something wrong with the organization. Now, I've never run an organization that big or any organization even approaching that size. I mean, not even close. So pardon me, I could be completely off base here. I'm always willing to admit that I could be wrong. But I think organizationally, its mission is not to win championships. Its mission is to make money and create and maintain value. Now, the majority owner is Gerald Wayne Jerry Jones. He's very wealthy, obviously. He is extremely influential amongst NFL franchise owners. He's very famous in the football sports world, and sports world in general. You know, he's influential, he's famous. And he is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He also happens to be the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. His children, at least three of them, I think, I don't know if he has more than the two sons and the daughter, also work for the organization. And his son, Steven, is Jerry's number two and likely, very most likely, to be his successor when Jerry decides either to no longer be general manager or when he dies, which I think the latter will happen before the former. And again, I think what the team tells us as fans, you know, we want to win a championship. Again, it doesn't square with what's actually happening. And I think the reason is clear. It's because the owner slash general manager and his family, their true mission is to make money and create and maintain value for that sports franchise to be as profitable and valuable as it is. And that's the mission statement. They would never tell the public that. And again, maybe I'm wrong. I'm willing to be wrong. But it seems to me it's quite clear that the reason the Dallas Cowboys have not won a championship, which is the Super Bowl, the league championship of the National Football League, if they haven't won a championship in 28 years is because of Jerry Jones. Period. Full stop. He's the reason the Cowboys have not won a championship. By extension, the reason also goes toward his three children. I predict that, in fact, the Cowboys will never win another championship until after Jerry Jones has passed on. And it might not if his son Steven takes over as majority owner and general manager. Because it seems like the decision-making doesn't revolve around winning the Super Bowl, but on money. Making it, keeping it, creating and enhancing, and of course, maintaining, enhancing and creating value for the franchise. You know, high-performing organizations have a mission statement that they actually live up to, that they actually aspire to. But I think inside the Dallas Cowboys organization, their mission statement may be to win a championship. But that's not what they really do. And all of the things that go towards that in an organization are missing in the Dallas Cowboys Football Club. I really do. You know, according to the high-performing organization center, this is their definition. A high-performing organization is an organization that achieves financial and non-financial results that are exceedingly better than those of its peer group over a period of time of 5 years or more. Now, note it was financial and non-financial results, not and or, not or, not either or, financial and non-financial results over a period of time of 5 years or more. Well, in 28 years, the Cowboys have not won a Super Bowl. But the organization impedes itself in winning a championship because it is not the primary mission of the organization. It's not. I mean, it's simply not. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. They can tell us they want to win a championship. You can hire the best head coach. You can hire the best coaching staff. You can maybe hire the best players. Players are way more expensive than coaches are, especially your premier top tier players. Way more expensive than the coaches are. But are you willing to do it to win championships, or are you willing to be just good enough that you keep the money rolling in and the company's value very high? Well, I think it's obvious that it's the latter, not the former. Decisions are made inside that organization to maximize value and earn profit, not to win championships. So my question is, the big broad question resulting from this is, when will Dallas Cowboys fans start to drift away from the franchise? Because I think at some point, and I can't predict when or even if really, at some point the franchise will start to have reduced profits because people aren't buying merchandise. I mean, these teams have multiple ways of making money, but one of the significant ones is merchandise. Hats, shirts, you know, koozies for your Coke or cold beer with the logo on, all these things. Are they going to cease to make the kind of money they're making? Over a period of time, of course, it's not going to be instantaneous, but are people going to drift away? I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. but I think that it has to happen sometime. I just don't know when. And again, I'm willing to be wrong. I probably am wrong on that. You know, Cowboys fans are a loyal group. That's for sure. So maybe the gravy train will never end. But I think if they can't win a championship, it's got to someday. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs is a team owned by a Dallas family. In fact, they started out as the Dallas Texans, and then they moved to Kansas City where they became the Kansas City Chiefs. There was a couple of years that the Dallas Texans and the brand new Dallas Cowboys were in the same city, and then the Texans moved to Kansas City. Well, Kansas City is a high-performing organization. They've won what? Two Super Bowls and been to three, or is it they've won three and been to four? And I mean, this is within the last decade. So I think they've won three and been to four. It's a high-performing organization. The Dallas Cowboys is not. So that's my take on it. I'm going to see if I can find the Dallas Cowboys mission statement to see if they even have one. Okay. Yep. Now, this is from a website called topworkplaces.com. And this is what it says the Dallas Cowboys mission statement is. Quote, "The Dallas Cowboys strive to be the premier sports and entertainment entity in the world, driven by the intense commitment to win on and off the field." Close quote. That's a very very fine mission statement. And, you know, they are the premier sports and entertainment entity in the world, if measured financially. But I do not believe that they're driven by the intense commitment to win on the field. But they certainly are committed to the to win off the field, which is the financials. So there you go. Again, my prediction is the Dallas Cowboys will not win a Super Bowl until after Jerry Jones is gone. I'm not, you know, hoping that happens. I just think that we're all going to be gone someday. So I just think that's going to be the case. And I don't think it will win with Stephen Jones in charge either. Again, Jones family can own the team, but maybe they need to change the general manager. If Jerry Jones, the owner, would fire Jerry Jones, the general manager, and bring on a really, really good football team general manager, I think there might be, and he doesn't meddle in the affairs of the general manager and the head coach to the extent that he actually runs them, then maybe. But I think what I've just described is exactly what happens. The head coach does not have control of the team. Let me give you an example. When Coach Jimmy Johnson was head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, there was a linebacker. I won't say his name. I went to college with the guy. I didn't know him. We weren't friends, but he went to the same university I did and played while I was there. And he fell asleep in a team meeting. Coach Johnson cut him that day for falling asleep in a team meeting. He didn't tolerate any of that. Well, Jerry Jones fired Jimmy Johnson. This is almost 30 years ago now. It was 1999, after the Super Bowl win in 93. And, you know, he's had the reins of discipline. So if there's a player who falls asleep in a team meeting, the coach can't cut that player. He's got to go run to Jerry Jones. You know, this guy falls asleep in team meetings. I want to cut him. No. Now, of course, I'm not privy to these kinds of conversations, but it seems to me that the players know they can get away with a lot with the coaching staff because the owner / general manager will save them. I mean, I think it's clear if you follow the Dallas Cowboys over the last, you know, certainly 20 years, if not more, that appears to be the case. But again, it's supposition on my part. I don't factually know. So anyway, there you go. So if you're a fellow Dallas Cowboys fan, you can certainly tell me what you think. I have an email address. It's thecolonel@thedirtwasppodcast.com. So feel free to let me know what your opinion is. But I just think the Dallas Cowboys are not a high-performing organization. They will never be as long as Jerry Jones runs the team, and might not ever be while the Jones family runs the team. Again, you can be an owner, be hands-off, and have, you know, football professionals run your team. But running that team, I think the lack of championship results certainly speak for themselves. And we should all strive not only to be in an organization and help it become a high-performing organization, but if we're leading it, to lead it to be a high-performing organization, not only in the back of the house financial stuff, but in executing the purpose of the organization itself, which in this case is to win football games, or it's supposed to be. Anyway, that's it. So thanks for tuning in to this episode, and we'll see you next time. Until then, everyone out to be safe, be well, and adios.